garage. You don't have to rake, and you get free pizza.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I had a piece of pizza too after the game. So.
And you're not raking either.
Yeah, I know, not raking either.
So let's talk about this. It was kind of weird. No atmosphere, you know, compared to what we were all thinking we were going to see.
Yeah, we just the boys went out and did their job. That's all you can ask of them. Wink has been consistently, you know, a solid ace all year, and he just continued to pitch well. He pitched the contact when we needed to. We got a lot of relatively easy fly balls during the innings, and they really didn't get stressed that much. So they did a nice, solid job on the defensive end. Offensive, we did enough, but we took advantage of a lot of walks and hit batters. So anytime you can take advantage of that and get the key hit once in a while, usually things are going to be pretty good.
Well, they gave you 13 free bases on walks and hit batsmen, and then there were 5 errors. So that's, you know, it's 16, 17 free bases. Right. And you give somebody that many bases, you know.
Think about this. Every inning, then, you start it with the bases loaded. And you're going to score runs, and that's what happened today.
Okay. So what do you think now? You have Escanaba coming in tomorrow and Menominee Thursday, so it's good to get a few games in, isn't it, before UPs?
Well, yeah, we have those 3 games at home. Then we have a Friday break, and then we'll play down Saturday down in the Sioux. That's a tough little team.
They're something, aren't they? They're young.
And they just keep hitting the ball. They hit the ball the other way. They don't really hit the gappers or anything else like that, but they do a nice, solid job. They have enough pitching. We faced a kid. He was at Bay for his first year, and he did a real solid job. So, it's a good mix of tournaments, and, hopefully leading into the UPs, we'll be ready to go and crisp and clear. Hopefully not sharp as a marble.
Yeah, right. Heck of a game down at Green Bay just got done. Gladstone and Bayport. Bayport wins 3-1. That was a heck of a game.
Yeah, Bayport's usually a tough team from what I know. I don't think we didn't come across them this year, and I know Gladstone, they went on a nice little run there for a few games. You know, they started out a little bit slow, but then they went on a nice little run. So, you know, I'm sure that the coaching staff's going to have them building for the zone tournament.
All right, and let me get a quick update from Gladstone, where your Reds team is still playing. The last I heard, it was 8-8, and in fact, Gladstone has just gone ahead. It's 9-8 in the sixth inning, so they may be playing a while down there.
And they had some tough one-run games over the weekend.
They sure did.
I think every one of those games they were leading going in the last inning and ended up giving up, at least in the 3 games. So, you know, they're battling. That's a good, solid core of baseball players that will be up here in no time.
All right. Well, Swadge, we will see you tomorrow night then, 21 hours from now or so with Escanaba.
All right. Sounds good again, Jack.
Okay.